Oh, faith in begor, it's almost St. Paddy's Day.
Okay, let me stop there. In case you didn't know, that was a terrible Irish accent. Well, you know it's terrible, but did you know it was a terrible Irish accent? And faith in begorra, by the way, is the Irish way of saying by gosh, by God, or by golly. In other words, it's an expression of disbelief or surprise. As it is nearly St. Patrick's Day, which is March 17th for anyone who forgot, this episode of If the Phrase Fits is all about Irish slangs and expressions. First, I should say that I'm not Irish. I guess you've already figured that one out. And the closest I have ever been to Ireland, so far at least, is London. But hey, this is the internet, so why should I let those facts stop me? Seriously, though, I am pretty good at doing research. Easy research, anyway. I'm not a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon, after all. And I'll do my best to avoid making any mistakes. Right, so, the first Irish slang I want to mention is the word crack. Before I discuss the meaning of this term, I should discuss the spelling. It's not C-R-A-C-K, like you might think. Actually, it's spelt C-R-A-I-C. At first, I thought it would be pronounced crake, but a quick search on YouTube showed me I was wrong about that. Now, what does crack mean in Ireland? Well, according to dictionary.com, it means fun and entertainment, especially like good conversation and company. They even give this example sentence on that website. Come for the beer, lads. Oh, let me try that in my Irish accent. Come for the beer, lads, and stay for the crack. That's pretty bad. Here's another example from the website tandem.net. The crack. No, okay, Irish again. The crack was mighty last night. It sounded like James Bond a bit, that Welsh accent. Yeah, maybe just to me. Anyway, the crack was mighty last night. That's what I'm trying to say. That means, of course, last night was really fun. Or so I assume. Yeah, I think I'm right. Wow, I feel like I'm learning a foreign language here. Tandem.net also says that the expression minus crack is used to mean something is really not fun one little bit, not in the least. Or I guess I should say, not one wee bit. Anyway, minus crack is, you know, basically the opposite of fun, minus crack. So let's look at the origin of this term, crack. I'm going to go back to dictionary.com for this one. It speculates that crack, again it's spelled C-R-A-I-C, is an Irish Gaelic spelling of the English word crack, C-R-A-C-K. But how did it get this idiomatic meaning? That is to mean fun. Dictionary.com says it might be related to the fact that in Scottish English, and I'm not going to do a Scottish accent, don't worry, and in Northern English dialect, crack can mean to chat or gossip, which I suppose is fun, yeah, as long as you're not the one being gossiped about. Another possibility, according to Dictionary.com, is that crack may come from another meaning of the English word crack, which is a witty remark, like a wisecrack, something funny, or, you know, to crack a joke. Say a joke. This site says that crack, again, C-R-A-I-C, entered the English language in the 20th century. I'm not too old. According to Wikipedia, the term the crack has become part of Irish culture, which means it's quite often used, I'm guessing. Moving on to the second idiom, let's look at a very interesting one. This is away with the fairies. Yeah, I know. What? It really does feel like a foreign language, doesn't it? From my research on the internet, if you say that someone is away with the fairies, it means he or she is living in a kind of a dream world. That is, they're not facing reality or being realistic at all. According to phrases.org.uk, it has its roots in a tradition in which fairies would appear and take people away to their world, you know, kidnap them to a sort of fairyland. In these traditional stories, people would often return to the real world, and although it seemed like they were just gone a few hours, they discovered that many years had passed. Sounds like the story of Rip Van Winkle there. It's interesting to note that phrases.org.uk says in medieval Europe, it was common to believe that fairies were real, and they interacted with the real world. You mean that's not true? Okay, here's the final Irish idiom of this special St. Patrick's Day episode. It's the Jacks. Want to guess what this means? Yeah, I'll give you a second. Ah, you won't get it. It means the toilet. As in, I've got to go to the Jacks really bad. A website named WaterfordWhisperNew.com has a possible explanation for its origin. The writer of that site says it is related to the fact that the inventor of the multiple cubicle toilet, yeah, you know, several of them in a row, was an Irishman named Jack Power. Jack, right? In the early 1800s, maybe. But there are some other sites that say the Jacks comes from the fact that in England centuries ago, toilets were called Jakes. The website plumworld.co.uk, which has a selection of toilets and other bathroom accessories for sale on it, by the way, goes further, stating that Jakes is connected to the term the John, which is commonly used in North America to mean the bathroom, the toilet. I gotta go to the John, I'll be right back. Apparently, in case you were interested, toilets are also known as the John because of Sir John Harrington, who created the first flushing toilet in England in the late 1500s, around the time of Queen Elizabeth I. Let's do a quick review of the expressions I discussed. First, there was crack, spelt C-R-A-I-C, which basically means fun. Then I examined away with the fairies. Away with the fairies. Bad. Bad. Don't even try it. In Ireland, if you say someone is away with the fairies, it means they are sort of living in a dream world and not being realistic. It comes from old beliefs that a dimension of fairies, a fairy world, existed, and that fairies would kidnap people and take them to their world. And finally, I discussed the Jacks, which is an expression meaning the toilet. And now it's time for me to wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day. Wear something green on March 17th, and remember, don't call it St. Patty's Day, you know, with two T's and a Y there. As I've learned, doing my research, it's pronounced St. Patty's Day, spelt with two D's, not T's. There you go. You're welcome. Thanks again for listening to this podcast, and thanks to all the leprechauns and fairies who helped make the sound effects and music for me. No, it was actually zapsplat.com. Now, here's an Irish Gaelic phrase, meaning see you soon. I'm going to try this. Slán go fóill. Slán go fóill. See you soon, I hope.